Blog Talk Radio.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little
Welcome to Friday, and welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you interesting guests and timely topics to uplift and motivate you to be all that you can be today and for all your tomorrows. Join Brenda and Alive to Thrive every Friday at noon Central Time, right here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Brenda Fraser.
Hello, and welcome to Alive to Thrive. My name is Brenda Fraser, and I am so pumped up for today's interview. You are in for a real treat. If you're listening around the country, around the world, welcome to Alive to Thrive. Lisa Nichols is going to be with us today, and I had the honor and pleasure of hearing Lisa on the stage at Women Building Bridges just a couple of weeks ago in Phoenix, Arizona at the beautiful Carefree Resort. Lisa was the featured speaker both days, and I'll tell you what, she rocked my world. It was like being in a wind tunnel with the most incredible force of energy that I've ever experienced, and I've seen speakers in Washington, D.C., and Denver, Colorado, and you name it. She has the most amazing style. She's so gutsy and authentic. What I love about her is that she digs deep and she encourages people in the audience to get real and get real in a real fast way. So welcome, Lisa. Are you with us today?
I am with you, Brenda. I'm so excited to be with you.
Well, you sound a little bit distant. I know you're in California, and I appreciate you calling in, but I think we have need to adjust the volume just a tad, so maybe check on that. And she was recently on a Blog Talk show this past weekend. We'll talk a little bit about some of the tips she shared there. But for those of you who are one of the one percenters that may not know who Lisa Nichols is, let me tell you real quickly. She was in the movie The Secret. Again, if you haven't seen that, you need to get it and watch it. Own a copy of it. Watch it multiple times because it will change your life. It's all about the law of attraction and how to apply it in your life. From that, she appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She was on the Larry King Live. And she was on the NBC Award, Emmy Award-winning show called Starting Over. She's the founder of her own company called Motivating the Masses. And it is just amazing what you've accomplished, Lisa. And I came back from Phoenix pretty pumped up and telling everyone about you and your books, and have your book by my bedside all marked up with nice yellow highlighting everywhere. So, so let's get started. The theme today is on the power of discovering the power of your voice. And this is something I wanted to start with your own personal story, Lisa. How did you discover the power of your own voice?
Well, you know, I've been using my voice for a long time. I used to get in trouble for talking so much. Can you hear me better now, Brenda?
Yeah, a little bit better.
Does this sound better?
Yes, that sounds better.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know, I was always the most talkative one in school. So for a long time, my voice got me in trouble. And then I realized that I really had, I felt that I had a message, and I think many people listening to my voice, you know you have something in your soul, something that's supposed to be shared, and I just needed to get it clear. It's really funny because the last time I took a speech class, I got a D-minus in speech, and I shared that with you in Arizona, so I kind of got a mixed message. My heart and my soul told me that I wanted to speak and inspire people, but my professor actually said, quote, unquote, Miss Nichols, I recommend you get a desk job and never speak in public. So I was in a bit of conflict. I was in a bit of conflict for about 18 years, to be honest with you. I actually went into the accounting field. I started working in accounting because my professor told me to get a desk job. So I did just that. But my soul kept stirring. I share with audiences often that your calling, your soul will keep you up at night until you say yes, until you say yes, yes. So I found my power voice over a period of time. I found my power voice as I began to use it in very small ways. I went into women's battered shelters and helped women there to regain their strength. Then I went into drug recovery institutions, and I volunteered there. Then I went into youth services agencies, and I worked with little girls who were a part of the despairing resources, and I helped there. And so I found it in the Brenda, they're crazy because I felt like I found it in the darkest corners of the world mm-hmm. where no one else wanted to go and inspire. I was just willing to go in and be with the people. And there I saw when you're fighting for a breakthrough, whether it's a breakthrough to go from being a $100,000 earner to $1 million earner, or whether it's a breakthrough going from leaving an emotionally abusive relationship, or a breakthrough from going to weighing 250 pounds to your ideal weight, whatever it is, it's just a breakthrough, wherever it is. And when people are hungry for that, they need someone who's willing to be a stand for their greatness, a stand for their possibility. And so it was in those places that had no lights and cameras, no glamour, you know, no beauty, that I was able to find my desire to serve and discover my power mm-hmm. voice.
Wow. Well, that touches home for me because that's very similar to my story. I've worked in battered women's shelters and drug and alcohol treatment facilities, and I've been part of the nonprofit community for about 30 years, and that's so
true. You're my
true
sister.
That,
you're my sister.
Yes, totally. That's why I just hang on your every word, Lisa, because you're the real deal. You do have the heart and the soul and the passion for your message. You walk the talk. You've lived it. You've been in the trenches. You've had low periods in your life that you're not afraid to talk about. And when you do that, you give other people permission
yes.
to reveal
yes.
their hurt, their pain, and the stories that they've come out of. So let's talk about some of that, because I think that is kind of rare for me to witness in a speaker, the amount and the level of vulnerability that you display on the stage. Was that hard to get to that place where you were talking about some deeply personal things that have happened to you?
It wasn't as hard to talk about it. What was difficult was accepting that I could be whole and complete and still be a teacher, still be a healer with that experience. See, the work all happened before I got on stage. By the time I got to the stage and accepted that even with this experience, I have the right to stand here and not only teach from it, but to stand on it and teach, not only to stand in the story, but actually use the story as the platform, and not a woe is me platform, a platform of possibility, a platform of resiliency, a platform of determination. The hard part, Brenda, was giving myself permission to be a world changer, to be brilliant and having been abused, to be brilliant and having weight nearly 100 pounds overweight, to be brilliant and have been on government assistance at one time. So all that stuff in my past that we normally spend a lot of effort closing that door, keeping that door closed, the mm-hmm. difficult part was allowing the door, the double doors to fly open, to be mm-hmm. okay with it, to say, this is who I am unapologetically. And with all of this, I own my brilliance. And with all of this, I live in humility. And with all of this, I am a champion. After I was able to do that, then it was like, oh, my God, if I can get other people to get this, then we all get to live perfectly in our imperfections and be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that part was easy once I got it, but I had to get it first.
Yes, and that I think I resonated with as well. And one of your books, Living Proof, Celebrating the Gifts That Came Wrapped in Sandpaper, is a beautiful cover of butterflies emerging from the box covered in sandpaper. And butterflies are definitely one of my images, and that came to me after surviving a car crash that my mother was killed in, and I was cut out of the car, and I was in a wheelchair for 2 months. And I've always said that our greatest hardships, our greatest struggles are those times that when we come back from that experience, strengthen our resolve, strengthen our resiliency, and as you say, are the gifts that came wrapped in sandpaper. Can you talk a little bit about some of the stories that are in that book, Living Proof?
Oh, my gosh. So I just got to tell you, 39 of the most brilliant people blessed me with the opportunity to write a book alongside of them. And some of the stories in there, oh, the smell of grass. Did you read that? Did the taste
not
of grass?
Yet.
Oh.
No.
Oh, my gosh. There's some stories in that book. I get chills right now talking about the book. You got to know that says something. It's a story of resiliency. 39 people all talking about, you know, being willing to rise above the ashes or rise, you know, being willing to get back up one more time. I was just sharing with someone, don't count the number of times you've been knocked down. Don't sing that song. I want you to wear the number of times you've gotten back up like a badge of honor. Every time I share something with you, whether I was on government assistance, whether I was abused, that's not from a woe is me place. That is my badge of get up. I got up from that. 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 Who do I get to stand as today? And so it's almost like when you think about the Girl Scouts, and every time they complete a different level of service, they get this badge, and they wear their badges with honor, the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. Well, I'm not saying wear all your issues on your shoulders. I'm saying wear your badge of get back up with pride. Don't try to hide what you've gotten up from. Listen to what you just said, Brenda. You came through something horrific, but the key thing is you came through. So the woman that you had to become to hold that and to still be the healer that you are today and the inspiration that you are today, what does that say about Brenda? And so this book is a book full of people who got back up and got back up boldly and got back up and turned their crawl into a walk and their walk into a run and their run into a soar. And so you have 39 soaring champions in that book sharing stories of resiliency, perseverance, and determination. It's literally one of my most exciting projects.
Well, and I just love books like this, these anthologies that you can pick up and open anywhere in the book and read an amazing story. we published a book locally here in Missouri called The 7 Points of Impact about the 7 areas of life you want to have in balance with 52 different authors, and some shared some very personal stories. My story ended up being more personal than I expected it would turn out to be, but I thought, well, I'm going to go with it. If it can help somebody, I'm going to share this story. But you also put together the Chicken Soup for the African-American Women's Soul and another Chicken Soup book with Jack Canfield as one of your mentors. Can you talk about those series of books and what that was like, even just being, you know, working alongside Jack and how he helped you? How did he help you with this book?
Wow. Well, let me just say, anyone who speaks, if you're a speaker and you want to touch souls and you want to touch lives, then you have to know how to tell a powerful story. You just have to. It's a critical part of existing powerfully as a speaker and as a communicator, as an orator, even just as a salesperson. You want to sell more, you want to move more, enroll people to more action. Tell better stories that move people's soul that's relevant to what you're talking about. So how Jack, you know, he's my, we jokingly call each other, he's my brother from another mother. And we've been in this friendship for over 12 years now. And being a part of Chicken Soup for the Soul, what it did for me
is it required me to really elevate my game as a storyteller. I mean, when I tell you there's a reason why Chicken Soup for the Soul has been in the Guinness Book of World Records as being the longest standing best-selling series in the history of any book series, because they have a criteria. They have a criteria, Brenda, on what story gets in that book that's so high. They rank stories on a scale from a 1 to a 10. Do you know only 9s and 10s get in the book? And 9s really, really aren't preferred. 9s and 10s only get in the book. I read, to do 2 Chicken Soup books that I co-authored with Jack, I read over 5,300 stories to come up with the best 185. It was the most intense process I had ever gone through. But what it taught me, and I really want you to write this down if you're a speaker and you really want to move to the next level on platform or on radio or in writing, is that it really showed me the distinction, the clear distinction between telling a story and showing a story. Like, that's, I never knew the difference. And most writers don't, and most speakers won't ever know the difference. It's like the best-kept secret is not really a secret from the secret teacher, no pun intended. But it literally is telling a story versus showing a story. Working with Jack and Chicken Soup for the Soul helped me to master showing stories.
Well, that is what I enjoyed about hearing you on stage, and as well as your book, No Matter What, your most recent book, a New York Times bestseller, You Can Overcome Every Obstacle No Matter What. I love that. And interspersed among the action steps and exercises that people can write about in their journal are some very personal stories. A couple that I had a smile were stories that you had shared in Phoenix, and other stories that you exposed yourself. Again, so visual that the reader is right there with you, seeing it, experiencing it, hearing your thoughts that you had when you went through those experiences.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was right there hearing your thoughts, hearing your self-talk, the negative self-talk, and identifying. And then I love the actual taking the story to the place where I'm not alone, and there's these little boxes where, you know, have you ever looked around your life and felt this way, either playing small or avoiding risk? And, you know, are you still doing that actively and consciously, knowing that or not knowing that? But so, I mean, all of your other books probably led to this one, to this No Matter What. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You are exactly right. You're exactly right. Every other experience, every other process led to that book. That book, in No Matter What, I tell the stories that I thought I'd take to my grave. And it sounds like you've already read them, so you know what I'm talking about. And
I read some of them.
In that book, I share my darkest hours, because I felt like, Brenda, if I'm a teacher, if I'm really going to teach you how to have transformation in your life, if I'm really going to do it, I can't teach you from a mountaintop. I have to show you what it felt like for me to be in my valley and how I climbed the mountain so that, and this is my dream for that book, was that you can feel yourself climbing with me. So that's why I went into my head. That's why I stopped and asked you, have you felt this way? Check the box here. Do this homework. So that we're literally climbing together. And I'm so grateful. We've gotten messages from over 29 different, in 29 different languages, from people saying that they had a breakthrough, that they go back to the book now and to do an exercise when they run up against a challenge. The book is designed to help you develop your bounce back muscles. So it's a living, breathing book, meaning hold on to it. I modeled it after 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. That book is a lifer. It's a lifer. You can always go back to that book. It's a lifer. And I wanted my book to be a lifer. I didn't want it to be just a moment in time. I wanted it to be, that's why those exercises are there at the end of every single chapter. If you're dealing with someone in your life and it's hard to love them and it's difficult to get along with them, then you go do the exercise. Don't supersize them. And when you do that exercise, I promise you, it will kind of level set with them for a minute, you know. And so thank you for just seeing all the details in it, because I wrote 3 books in one. I wrote my my autobiography. Then I wrote an exercise book for to work in, and then I wrote a how-to book, and then I fused them all together to give you a total experience as if you were in a workshop with me.
Did you write them in that manner, as you just described? Did you write first your story and then go back through and say what were the lessons from this experience?
I did. I layered it. I layered it.
Interesting.
And the publisher said, no, we can have three books. I said, no, don't try to penny pinch people. Give them a good, I don't want to feed them an appetizer. I want to give them a Thanksgiving meal. If they buy the book.
Yes.
Let's give them everything right there. Who cares? I'll write another book. I have more content in my head. Please don't penny pinch people.
It is a smorgasbord. It is a buffet. And I set a goal of reading one chapter a day. And actually, the day I got home from seeing you in Phoenix, I went on the internet and on Amazon and on your website, and I bought every single book. And I took out my highlighter, and I took out my little Post-its, and I started marking pages. And I think it really, because it's such a personal story with these exercises that prompt people to think and respond, it's a safe place. You create that safe haven where, people may be able to go back and look at difficult situations that maybe they've never processed. Maybe they never went for counseling to get from, a sexual abuse experience as a child or getting fired from a job. I mean, so many people lose jobs but never talk about it. It's like a dirty little secret in the professional world. Everyone I know has lost at least one job, if not two. You're not really any good if you're not losing jobs because you're not really challenging the status quo in my book. But so I love that you say, hey, I've lost five jobs. Now look at me. Look at where I am today. Because you've taken those experiences. I mean, you were too big for the box, basically. And no box could contain you, I'm sure. But I think it really helps people to break through those walls of silence around whatever the issue is.
I agree. You said something key that I'm grateful that you got without me saying it. And that is I create a safe space in that book. I say, listen, I'll show you mine so you can see that it's safe for you to look at yours. And we constantly try to outrun our path, outrun the things that didn't feel good. But everywhere you go, there you are. Mm. Everywhere you go, there you are. Every memory, every issue, everything that you labeled a failure that really wasn't a failure, it was just an experience that had a couple of thorns on it that gave you a life lesson that you needed. That's all it was. You just labeled it a failure. You labeled it a failed marriage. It wasn't a failed marriage. You learned how to love. You learned how to draw healthy boundaries. You learned how to say no. You learned that you need to learn how to say no. You learned something. It wasn't a failure. It was a learned lesson with some thorns in it. It was the gift that came wrapped in sandpaper. So if I can help you repurpose and relabel the relationship you have to these things you're trying to forget, these things you're trying to outrun, these things you're trying to be successful in spite of. You don't have to be successful in spite of. You could be successful because of. I am the woman I am, and I'm not perfect by any means, Brenda. I've just learned how to perfectly manage my imperfections. That's all. I just know how to really be with me in my humanity. And it's on top of that that we have that divine connection in Arizona. It's on top of that that I can travel all over the globe, and people don't even speak my language. I'm on my way to Kazakhstan now and to Moscow, just got back from Taipei, going over to Bali. And no matter where I go, we'll have that divine connection. Why? Because when you give permission for my life to be okay, for everything that's happened to me to add value to me today, and I don't have to outrun it any longer. Matter of fact, I can turn around and look at it, and I can repurpose the story I've given. I can help you repurpose the story you've given to every experience without lying about it, without making it woo-woo pie, but really looking at it and finding the gift in it that came wrapped in sand, finding the diamond underneath the coal. When you do that, all of a sudden your past experiences are no longer your fortress, something standing between you and the life you want. They become your fuel. and they begin to be that thing that drives you. Oh, when you do that, beautiful.
Well, I wanted to ask you about your international traveling and speaking on stages around the world, because you have spoken in many, many countries. What's the last count? Do you have a count of how many countries you've been to?
I think we're at, one of my staff members were counting in December, and we're at, I think, 19.
Okay. So are there cultural differences when you're in these different countries? Do people relate to you around the world, and do they relate to your personal stories? And I assume you probably have translators on the stage with you. So how does that go? How do they relate to what you're sharing?
So yes, 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 they relate. It blows me away watching a room full of people in Kenya and watching them nodding and laughing and crying, and then going over to Taipei and Shenzhen, and they're nodding and laughing and crying and high-fiving and saying yes, yes, and da-da, you know, over in Russia. You know, that's their yes, yes. And all over, the same. Yes, they do relate. The relationship to me is a little different, because if there's any bit of celebrity in the U.S., it's magnified 10 times out of the country. So
oh, my goodness.
It's a little disarming for me, because that's
unless
when
you
I
camp out the night before then for you.
Yeah, and there's like, and I think the thing I had to get used to the most was that I have about 10 bodyguards, and I'm not used to that. I'm a people girl, you know. I want to go out and walk into the audience. And when I was in Taipei, I didn't know that I couldn't walk into the audience, and there were about 3,300 people in the audience, and I walked off this grand stage, and as I walked off the stage, everyone in the room got up and started running toward me, and there was a small little mob attack there, and the promoter thought I was trying to commit suicide, and I just didn't know. And he said, Lisa. He says, Lisa. Now, I do horrible accents. My accents are a fusion of everywhere I've ever been in the world, so you're about to hear 19 different accents. Lisa.
Okay.
Lisa. You're going to get killed. You cannot do that. I said, why, sir? He said, you are like a rock star over here. You are like a rock star. And so, what I found, Brenda, was it's because they haven't had the freedom to believe. They haven't had the freedom to express themselves as long as we have. So
right.
I feel like their gratitude is higher. They're still hungry for it. When I was speaking in South Africa maybe 7 years ago, apartheid had just ended 12 years prior to that. So they didn't have the freedom to talk about creating their ideal life. So it was a whole new, are you serious, lady? You know, are you really serious? When I was in Taipei, they told me that the government was in the room undercover, because they had rarely had this many people coming together for something that wasn't a political coup. And so they told me, they said, you can't say certain words. And if you say these words, the government is not only going to kick you out of the room, they're going to exile you from the country. Then they followed up.
Oh, my God.
But listen, Brenda, then they followed up with, but don't worry, if you say the wrong words, we'll just translate it differently.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, nothing like being a threat to national security, huh? Well, that's a testament to how much you shake things up, and in a positive way. And so in these other countries where women are just becoming empowered, and I love that you have devoted your life to helping to empower women around the world. That is one of my big passions as well. So women even coming together in groups. I know this is something very new. We take for granted in this country the ability to have conferences like Women Building Bridges and come together in large settings to be inspired by outstanding and incredible, brilliant women like yourself. So what has that been like in South Africa and Asia countries and countries where women really don't have much economic power?
Oh, well, you know, I got to tell you, when you get a group of women together and you pour into them and they haven't had that, and you tell them you can believe and create whatever you want, the first thing I noticed was a sense of disbelief. So I was always grateful that I was there for 8 hours teaching. You know, we would do 8-hour workshops, and then I'd come back the next day, and I'd come back the next day, because I noticed it took a minute, Brenda, for them to even believe it was possible. And then to have a woman standing in front of them saying it, and not, you know, and it be someone who came from, you know, a woman's perspective. And when that light turned on, oh, my God, watching them dance, watching them cry, watching the sisters dance in Africa, just around the room, just the joy, and watching in Taipei. In Taipei, this woman ran up on stage. She thinks she hugged me. I say she put me in a headlock. But she was so excited. She couldn't stop running around the room. Just this unleashed possibility that I knew I could. I just needed someone to confirm it for me. It's like something is alive in your belly, and someone comes, and you've been feeling it for years, and someone comes along and says, "That's real. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out." And then when it's out, oh, my God. We had people in South Africa follow me from every city. I went to Johannesburg, then Soweto, then Cape Town, then Port Elizabeth. Now, some of these cities required me to get on a plane, and they would get on the plane just to hear it again. They took a week off work and said, wherever she goes, I did 25 workshops in 28 days. And there were probably 22 to 25 people who did maybe 10 with me, but there were like 3 who did like 19. They just were hungry. They took their savings out and they said, "I just need to get." I would never have told them to do that. I don't know what that cost them to keep going and going and going, but they were willing to invest it. And this woman said, "I said, are you sure you can handle this? Is this okay?" I knew they were on limited funds. She says, sister, I am fighting to get my life. To get my life. I will go wherever you go. I need to keep hearing what is possible for me." I said, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, hungry.
That's great. Wow. That is so incredible. Now, you have a workshop coming up in just a couple of weeks that I am tickled that I'm going to be able to be there in San Diego.
Yay!
With you.
Get ready. Oh, my God.
May 18th, 19th, and 20th. I can't even write. I'm circling the dates on my calendar. So it's called Speak and Write to Make Millions. And what can people expect if they attend in person? And what can they expect if they attend via watching on Ustream? Or that you're going to be streaming. This is fantastic. And I know you have a special offer for my listeners, so we'll talk about that at the end. But we're going to plow through. We normally take a break at this time, but we're going to plow through because we know you have to get off the air in about 10, 15 minutes for another appointment, and we still appreciate your time. So tell us about Speak and Write to Make Millions. What is happening that weekend?
Well, you know, here's how it came about. I have literally... Every dream that I wrote down 15 years ago, I've surpassed it, every single one, every single one, financially, spiritually. I said, I want 2 bestsellers. I have 6 bestsellers. I want to speak in at least 10 countries. Okay, by the time we end this year, I would have been in like 26, 27 countries. And so all the stuff that I said I wanted, even beyond that, like my company's going public, like I didn't even have that dream. That's scary, you know. So a few years ago, I just started praying, God, what season is it for me? What should I be doing now? And the answer was, teach other people how to move and inspire others from the stage in small groups, whether it's corporation, MLM, whether it's individual, whether it's as a book. How do they tell better stories? How do they inspire people? How do they build a brand called themselves? I was just yesterday meeting with an executive of OWN Network. She's the executive producer. She's mega. And she said, it's so cute. I'm sitting at OWN Network, and she's like, I want to be a speaker. Can you help me? I'm like, yeah, of course I can help you. She's like, will you coach me? Every single person, no matter what level, this woman is one of the highest paid, most influential people in Hollywood behind the scenes of OWN Network. And she goes, I just want to learn how to share my story. I just want to build my speaker's platform. So I created Speak and Write to Make Millions to help other people learn the things that I had to work 10 years to learn because no one told me what was behind the black curtain. So I would go to conferences and kind of try to figure it out. I'd look at speakers and try to figure out how they did it, and no one would ever tell me. And so I am sharing the secret behind the secret. I take you behind the black curtain. I actually give you, if you want to write a book, if you're interested in anything like that, I give you the proposal that I submitted to Chicken Soup that got funded, that got accepted. I ask that you not post it, you not scan it and put it up online. It's for people who are attending that training. I give you the outline that I created on my book tour that I made up completely that had me sign over 10,500 books in 5 months, hit multiple bestsellers lists, and get the second contract. I show you how to leverage your brand. How do you take one experience and allow it to pay you in the future? See, I did Chicken Soup for nearly free. I got 25 cents a book. Then I did The Secret for free. I didn't, but I leveraged that, and by the time I did No Matter What, I got paid seven figures to do No Matter What. How do you create that strategy? I'm just telling everything that I learned. No one taught me. I just took great notes on the things I did right, and I took better notes on the things I did wrong. And I'm sharing that because no one shared
it. I love it.
I'm just giving it up because I feel we are in an abundant world and there's enough space for everyone. So it's spicy, it's juicy, it's candid. And if you want to build yourself not just as a speaker, but if you're in the business where you have to speak to do the business, you may not be a speaker, but you need to speak to grow your business, then you want to join us. And we don't have a lot of space left, but we did hold some slots for you because we knew we were having this interview. So we held some. We have 17 live spots seats left because we are always at capacity. We're always a fire code hazard. We will have to turn people away. We have 17 live seats in the room left, and then we have virtual seats that are left. And the virtual experience is going to be amazing. That's a 9 to 6 experience. That means everything that occurs between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., which will be a lot for those 3 days, will be covered during the virtual. If you're there live, you get the bonus classes at night. You get the bonus classes. You know, you get to attend this very special event if you choose to, which is our Boogie to Success old school networking party, which also is my birthday party. It's the first time I've ever had a public birthday party.
And oh my
you gotta
goodness.
Come in some old school though, so get your go-go gear out.
Okay, girl. I was out there discoing with the best of them in the 80s. So
come on.
I assume it's 80s
there.
Or is it 70s?
It's a 60s, 70s, and 80s party.
60s, 70s, and 80s. Okay,
yep.
Great. I love it. Well, I'm a child of the 60s, so we're going to celebrate your birthday and boogie to success. So to get one of the 17 live spots that are left as a friend of Brenda and a friend of Alive to Thrive, what website do they go to?
So they just need to go to www.lisapromo.com. It's Lisa, L-I-S-A, promo, P-R-O-M-O.com, lisapromo.com. And that gets you can either get the virtual seat or the live seat. So you choose which one you want, and we're happy to have you there. So for the live, it's great. For the virtual, it's great. You learn from the comfort of your home. And I got to say, do you want me to tell the huge discounted price we gave you guys now, or you want me to wait till later, Brenda?
I'm going to tell a huge discount. This is unbelievable. It was $597. And she originally had offered it to just a few people in her inner circle for $397. But for this special promotion for fans of Alive to Thrive and people that are listening, it's only $99. That's insane crazy. And that
crazy.
Is because
crazy.
Lisa believes in legacy and leaving her legacy. And all the people that are attending in person or through the virtual experience, they're all going to receive her fingerprint on their brain, and they're going to be carrying her message and her lessons throughout their lifetime, and then they're going to touch all the people around them in their community.
Yep.
So, Lisa, I can't thank you enough for that generous promotion. I have never seen a speaker do that.
My COO wanted to take my temperature when I told her that we've done this conference every year successfully, every year, and we sell the tickets for about $600 a ticket, and we sell out every year. She said, Lisa, we sell out at $600. Why are you giving it for $97? I said, because it's not about the 600. It's about the additional people that will be able to come. It's about bringing a friend. It's about growing together. You know, I run a multi-million-dollar company, so this is one way that we can say, listen, everyone should have access to this training. I love what you said, Brenda. It's about creating a legacy. You will be a better speaker on the other side of this. You apply three things you learned from this course, and you have to. Your speaking career has to be up-leveled. That's what I'm more committed to. And so I'm super, super excited. $97 gets you in a virtual seat or a live seat. And I would recommend, if you know someone else who's building their brand, who's building a business, then invite them because it's easy for them to come. Even if, you know, they could make the 600, who cares? Put that toward a tithe. Go help some children. Use that money you saved to do some good in the world. Come to us, and we're going to give you the $600 version. There's no discounted version. There's 40% more content this year than what we've had in the previous year. So we're ramping up in content, and we give you the workshop for free. Our materials fee is what's $97. So you're just paying for your materials fee, and you get tons and tons of material.
And what's the best way? Let's just share one little tip. What's the best way for someone to get started speaking professionally? And knowing what to charge once they do start speaking for a fee.
Absolutely. So, number one, you have to remember that most people spend 80% of their time in the technical part, in speaking, the story you're going to tell, all of that's called your technical part. And what we teach is how you also need to spend a percentage of time in the CEO part, which is why speakers struggle for so long, because they don't spend enough time in the CEO of being a speaker. And so that's one of the first distinctions we make, is how do you spend technical time and CEO time? So number one, I'd say let's make that distinction that you need to be 50-50, 50 in technical, 50 in CEO. Technical is what stories will you tell? How will you tell those stories? Get your stories very clear, because your stories can be those anchoring moments. If you saw Brenda in Arizona, those stories just really moved you in the room. And I taught you lessons in between the stories, but the stories kept you going and they were vibrant. So you may not do it that way, but you want to know your stories so your stories are clean, they're clear, they're funny, or they're emotional, and your stories have a driving point to them. When I left the Women Building Bridges, I had several women wanting to have me coach them, and they're the leaders. They're the million-dollar earners, and they said, I know my story, but I don't know how to make it powerful at the end where it's liberating, because it's sad now, but I don't know how to create that powerful bridge. So that's what you want to do. You want to know, how does your story have a powerful bridge to your content? So you want to make sure a powerful bridge from story to content. And then on the CEO side, you want to understand, who's your target market? What's their demographic and what's their psychographic? Who are they? What do they listen to? Where do they go and how do they buy? And what are they interested in? So on the technical side, what's your story and how does your story bridge go into your content? Now on the CEO side, you want to know, who's your target market? What's their demographic? What, you know, are they women? Are they in between what age and what age? What's their income level? And then their psychographic. How do they buy? What are they interested in? What inspires them? What's their language like? So first two points I just gave you was, one, that you have to think technical and CEO. You have to divide those two roles. Technical side, first thing you do is, what's your story? You have one, two, or three. What's the bridge from your story to your content? How do you come out of your story into great content? How do you lead from your content into your story? And then on the CEO side, you want to know your market. And then know your USP, your unique service proposition. What's your USP? What can people get from you? You opened up with it, Brenda. You said, I'm more edgy, I'm more transparent. You've never seen a speaker say that. Well, the cool thing is that I didn't tell you that was my USP. I just did it, and then you just told the world that was my USP. But I know my USP.
Mm-hmm. That's it. We have a couple of callers on hold, and I know you have to leave in about 2 minutes. I want one of the callers who actually was at Women Building Bridges and witnessed you there as well to share maybe a quick thought of how experiencing the force of Lisa Nichols on stage and in person, what that has done for her in the last couple of weeks. So we're going to clip over to Sharon. Sharon's here in St. Louis, I believe. Sharon, welcome to Alive to Thrive. Do you have some feedback for Lisa of how her teachings have touched your life?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Sharon.
It's good to hear your voice. I had the honor of having lunch with you as well. I've been feeling rather pumped since Women Building Bridges, and one of the exercises that I really enjoyed that you did for all of us was the mantra exercise.
Wasn't that powerful? I've been saying that to myself.
Yes, it was. And I've been saying that quite often, and just it's really been keeping me uplifted. And I really appreciate that, and it's just an honor to be able to talk to you today.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. We had an amazing time. And those exercises like that and you staying committed to them, that's what makes the needlepoint move. Like I told you in Arizona, you don't have to make a big lunge. Your life is going to transform in small needlepoint moves. So when you do that, you have a needlepoint move. And then participate in something else with me, whether it's in the book, whether it's the virtual workshop, whether it's the live workshop, you'll have another needlepoint move. And I promise you, Sharon, we can quantum leap your life in needlepoint moves. It's not going to happen overnight. No sprinkle fairy dust, no special potion lotion. It's doing the work like you're doing and staying in the work like you will. That's what will transform your life.
Yes, that exercise for people that weren't there basically converted a limiting belief into a positive mantra. And I should have shared with you earlier in the program that Sharon helped me recall, I actually applied those techniques with a couple of ladies at my church who were stating that they had a fear of heights. They were buying a balloon trip, or they were going to purchase a balloon trip to support the church. And they said, oh, I really want this balloon trip, but I have a fear of heights. And we converted that limiting belief to, I soar to new heights. And it was so much fun just teaching them that one little exercise that helped them, A, get the balloon trip, one for her husband's wedding anniversary, and the other just, you know, to get beyond that thing they keep telling themselves. You're just anchoring that negative thought. You know, why would you want to do that?
Brenda, just know the reason why I'm giving Speak and Write for $97 is for the very thing you just did. That if I can teach you something new, you're going to go out and you're going to share it with the world. That's exactly, you just confirmed why this is so important for people to come. Because you're a change agent. When change agents learn something meaningful, you don't keep it to yourself. You can't keep it to yourself. You go share it with the world.
I love it. Well, we have one more caller that wants to make a comment. Caller, go ahead. You're on Alive to Thrive. Are you there? Maybe they muted out.
They're talking right now, freaking out.
We have people that are listening in from all over the country. And Lisa, we know you have to get to your next appointment, so we're going to let you go, and we're going to continue talking about you for the next 10 minutes because you've raised so many great points, talking about divine connection, about getting real, getting honest, sharing stories that are visual, showing, not telling, and to take the hardships in someone's life and bring those into gifts to share with other people, to give them courage and permission to tell their truth. So I just want to thank you again. I can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks. I have another friend here locally in St. Louis that I'm in discussions with about perhaps coming, another radio personality, and hopefully she'll be joining me there. If not, we'll be soaking up every second of it and sharing it with others in the weeks to come. So thank you again, and you have a fabulous weekend.
Well, wonderful. If I can just share this in closing,
yeah.
And I'm so grateful for your time. I'm grateful for you. If I can share this in closing, that you are perfect right where you are, every single person who can hear my voice, that your life led you to this point for a reason. There's a reason why we all converged right here on this line, on this radio show, at this moment. Your life is being used. You are a powerful, powerful being. Matter of fact, if you knew your level of power, it would frighten you. If you knew your capacity, it would blow your mind. You have the right to not only stand up, but to soar up, to expand, to explode into the greatness that you've always been. You have that right. But you have to know that it's your right. That can be the truth all day long, but until you know it, you'll live like you don't know it. So the difference between people who are living in lack and limitation and those of us who are soaring and exploring and living in high heights is simply we know our birthright. So the birthright has been given to every single person that can hear my voice. Will you play like it's yours? Will you play like you know that it's your birthright? Will you be willing to love when it's difficult to love, to forgive when it's difficult to forgive, to laugh when it's funny from your belly and don't hold back? Would you be willing to give yourself 1,000 second chances to get back up? Will you be willing to give your neighbor 1,000 second chances to be your friend? Will you be willing? Are you willing to conform into the woman that you are becoming versus the woman you've always been? See, will you be willing to put away your resume or your bio and write your future O? I call it your future O, not your bio. That's still
I love
okay.
It.
But your future O. Are you willing? Are you willing to charge yourself to a new level, to become barely recognizable? I want a life, even though I love this one today, I want it in 10 years to be barely recognizable from where it was today. If you're willing, you don't have to walk that journey alone. That's what this community is about. That's what Brenda created this community for. That's what our Speak and Write community is for. That's what everything I stand for, my company, Motivating the Masses, is for. I just stop by this space right here with you, Brenda, just to stir the souls as I do so that you can see the greatness that's always been in you. And as I leave, I charge you to show the world your magnificence unapologetically, to not shrink so people won't feel intimidated in your presence, that you stand bold and tall and you own your brilliance, and that you own your beauty, and that you let the world see it, unedited. That's what you get from me. So I don't try to clean it up for you. I go, look, this is me. I'm cleaning while we're talking right now. I'm cleaning. But I'm not going to wait till it's all put together to talk to you. I don't know when I'd be able to say a word because I'm always going to be getting it together, getting it better. Are you willing to play before it's perfect? Are you willing to show up before, you know, to be your Michelangelo and allow us to see you make the David, to make your Mona Lisa? Are you willing? This is a charge to you. This call wasn't to entertain you. It was to charge you to your greatness. If there's anything I could do, if you choose to join us in a couple of weeks virtually or live, then I promise you, you come empty and I'll come full and I'll pour everything I have into you. I will not hold back. And then if you choose, I'll walk side by side with you as you begin to create your barely recognizable future. That's what I'm here for. I love you, Brenda. I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see you in a few weeks. Take your vitamins, eat your Wheaties, drink your water, and get your sleep, girl, because it's going to be awesome.
Drink my Zango, baby.
Drink your Limitless, drink your Zango. It's going to be off the chain, all right?
Woo! Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. And for my guests that are on hold, please keep holding because we'll get back to you here as we wrap up Alive to Thrive. With Lisa Nichols, fantastic interview, just made my day. We have a couple of callers that have called in, and I'd love to click over and see if we have any closing thoughts. Caller, are you with us? Okay. We're going to go over to, I believe, the divine Gina Keevan is with us, a rock star on her own. Hey, how you doing, Gina? Welcome to the show.
Listen, after listening to you ladies, I'm on fire. This girl is on fire. You know what? Listen, honestly, I'm so pumped up and ready for action. And Lisa and Brenda, two of the most extraordinary women and powerful women. And if you can't inspire someone to move and to launch and to I don't know who could, because seriously,
I've had a dream and a passion to do so many things, and I've always kind of self-sabotaged, I think, with my health. And, you know, I am not going to do that. I'm going to move and surge forward. Thank you.
That's right, Tina. I know you can't probably be with us in San Diego, but I hope you get to watch Brian from home, and because you are so much what I see in Lisa on the stage, I see in you, Tina, and you have such a powerful story to share. You have changed lives in your community, and you're ready for greatness.
Well,
you're just like
I'm
that.
I'm Lisa. There's no doubt. I'm meet Lisa. I'm coming. I'm going to meet
yeah.
you, girl.
I'm going to be ready. I am going to be ready for you. You come on. I'm ready. I'm eating my Wheaties for you.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Watch out. Okay. Thanks, Tina. We'll talk soon.
I know you
and,
have other callers, so thank you so much. I enjoyed it so much, and I will look forward to seeing you both.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tina.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gina, make sure you go to lisapromo.com ASAP so that you have a seat. I'm getting nervous because I know they're getting taken away. I just got a text from my team that said about 5 seats just got taken just as a result of this, I think.
Well, fantastic. Closing thoughts, Sharon. We're wrapping up the last couple of minutes. Closing thoughts?
Well, my closing
one
thoughts.
Go ahead.
Oh, I want to hear from you. Were you something?
Well, Sharon was sharing with me that one of her takeaways.
I'm here, Brenda.
Yeah, I want to share one of your takeaways, Sharon, that you had told me the other day. She's been studying for a test, and she is ready to recommit. This is a test. She's come within 10 points of passing on a couple of occasions. She hasn't given up, but she's allowing herself more time to be prepared for it instead of pressuring herself to take it too quickly and not be prepared for it. And that was one of her takeaways, to nurture herself to be better prepared. And she knows she's going to pass this thing. It's just a matter of time.
No matter what.
Sharon,
no other, matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. That's right. No matter
Thanks,
what.
Lisa.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Love
All
you
right.
bunches.
Well, okay. All right. Well, we've had so much interactivity on social media, and do want to encourage people to go to Lisa's website. It's lisa-nichols.com, but also Motivating the Masses is her main website, right? Motivatingthemasses.com. And they can subscribe to her newsletter. There's some downloads that are there that you might want to take advantage of. And
oh my God, yeah, there's a free download there where I come into you, I give you a video every day for 9 days. It's like a 7-minute little video, and I just teach about the 9 environments of your life, and it's just me and you, and I give you one little action step every day that gives you a micro win. It's delicious. I'm so excited about it, and it's free.
And if you forget that website or you're driving and didn't get to write that down, you can just also go to my website, brendafraser.com. That's F-R-A-S-E-R, no Z, brendafraser.com, and then click on Strategic Partnerships. And there's a link there that says Inspire, Lead, Transform, the tools you need for the life you want to achieve. And it links you right over to Lisa's website. So make sure you follow her on Twitter and on Facebook. And, again, if you go to lisapromo.com, there's just a couple of seats left for the upcoming Speak and Write to Make Millions, and that's coming up in San Diego, May 18, 19, and 20, and we are going to sign off here, and thank you again, Lisa. We are
I'm bumping up right up against the next interview, but I couldn't go. I couldn't let you go.
All right. Well, thank you again, and we'll see
You're
you
welcome.
Soon, and we'll keep talking
all
about
righty.
All your principles because it will change lives.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know the bed feels warmer. Sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best in me?